Other times it's not so bad.
Mm-hmm. You get a lot about down by the lake, probably, don't you?
Early in the morning you have a lot of fog, and at night, mm-hmm. if you're out on the lake, you have a lot of fog.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the, I guess, the heat. And the heat from the water, you know,
yeah.
from the sun all day, and then the cool air causes it. But you get a lot of fog at night on the lake.
Uh-huh. What kind of day would you say it'd be if there's a lot of fog out?
Foggy day.
Okay. Tell me what this should be a bad season for you, but if you don't have any rain for a long while, what kind of spell would you, or?
That's a dry spell.
Mm-hmm.
It's dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in our profession, that's what we call our brush fire season.
Yeah.
When we don't have a lot of rain and everything's dry,
mm-hmm.
and the fire dangers. Or the brush fires, you know, just a cigarette tossed out will start you a good brush fire.
There goes your work, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if you have a, how long do those things usually last?
It just depends.
Now
everything starts to turn green, and so the brush fire season, you might say, is over with for us just about,
mm-hmm.
because things are getting greener.
Yeah.
But any time that it's dry, and things should be with leaves and grass, and that's considered our brush fire season.
Imagine being busy around that time.
I wish they're pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're not near as busy as the forest rangers because, well, the department here, we do not go outside the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
Not the jurisdiction, forest jurisdiction, but the city limits. Is our, as far as we go, as far as our brush fires, anything beyond the city limits, we call a forest ranger scene.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I told you, jurisdiction goes 3 miles beyond the city limits.
Yeah.
Now we'll cover house fires or car fire,
mm-hmm.
within that limit, but our brush fire limits to the city limit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I bet that's dangerous work out there in the woods.
Yeah, well, we leave most of that up. We just don't have equipment to handle a big woods fire, so that's the reason we call them the rangers, mm-hmm. forest rangers.
Do they have some like helicopters?
No, they have these small dozers and stuff that they go apply around, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What they call bat firing devices. They apply around it and start a bat fire and let it just burn together and burn out. That's about all they can do. They just...
You really can't fight it as such?
No, not really.
Prevent the spread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They just try to get ahead of it and, like I say, cut a fire break is what they say. And,
mm-hmm.
and try to prevent it from going any further.
Yeah. What would be another word for a dry spell?
Something like drought?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't hear that. I don't hear that much around here, not a drought. It's just more or less a dry spell.
Oh, okay. If the wind, you know, like before it rains, I know last night, if it was really calm out,
mm-hmm.
and then the wind started getting stronger and stronger, how would you describe that to me?
The wind's getting up.
Okay. Say if it's just the opposite of that, you know, it was really strong and then started.
The wind has died down.
Okay. Say in the morning, if you go outside, you know, and it's pretty cold, but, you know, it's not cold enough to run back inside the house. How would you describe that feeling, you know, when you go outside?
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
To me, if it's where just you can go out in a shirt sleeve, that's pleasant for me. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Works a whole lot better when it's just cool instead of hot or real cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pleasant. You get a lot more done.
Well, say if okay.